This is Your Health Kit, practical hints and tips to improve your health and answer your medical questions, and might undo a few medical myths along the way. For KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Rebecca Hoffman, MD, your friendly neighborhood family doctor based in Vancouver, Washington. In today's talk, we'll take a look at vitamin D. We have heard about how we need vitamin D, but what is it and why do we need it? Vitamins get a lot of play in the healthosphere, the vortex of health and medical claims thrown at us every day, whether it's from media, the labels on our food, health blogs, and any number of healthcare sources. What is true and what should you do about it? Let's take a look at what vitamins are. Vitamins are molecules and substances that work in our bodies to help regulate the processes that help us absorb food, manufacture other needed products for our cells and organs to function, among other jobs. Basically, they are cofactors in the bioprocesses that keep us alive. There are 13 vitamins deemed essential to life that must be ingested, that is, we cannot make them in our bodies. Non-essential vitamins can also be ingested, but can also be manufactured by our bodies from raw materials in our diet or environment. Vitamin D is in that group, being manufactured by our bodies from other sources, in this case, from sunlight. Until recently, vitamins have been available only from our diet, but in the last 100 years, they have become available as pills or powders. The term vitamin is actually a word coined in 1912 by a biochemist to describe molecules that are vital for life and contain nitrogen amines that are also essential to survive. Research at that time showed many common diseases were not infections, but in fact caused by vitamin deficiencies from poor diets, such as scurvy, a lack of vitamin C, or rickets, a lack of vitamin D. Vitamins alone do not make us healthy. That's more the realm of diet, exercise, sleep, and environment. When these are out of balance, though, then vitamins can also be out of balance, causing disease. The same is true with trace minerals like iron or zinc, typically received from foods grown in healthy soils. These tiny amounts help the metabolic processes work properly, but with too little or too much, we are prone to disease. So how much is the right amount? Well, it's controversial. The National Academy of Medicine continues to study it. They offer guidelines to help, revised when needed. These guidelines point to how much is enough and how much is too much to avoid disease. Some vitamins are water-soluble and usually do not pose a problem when taken in excess. Some vitamins are absorbed in fat and can build up over time, so excess dosing can lead to dangerous levels, known as hypervitaminosis. This can happen with vitamin D. Vitamin D is needed for bone health and calcium balance. It plays a role in our immune system and mental health. Too little can result in brittle or broken bones. Too much can lead to nausea, vomiting, bowel problems, kidney stones, or even kidney failure. We need vitamin D every day, and taking in between 1,000 to 2,000 international units, or IUs, will prevent both deficiency and overdose. As always, talk with your doctor. If you test deficient, you may need a high dose for a short period of time, and then use this maintenance amount. As a rule, getting your vitamins from your healthy diet is preferred to using supplements. Make sure your food is grown in healthy soils and obtain fresh food when safe and affordable. Keep your vitamin D dosing from both food and supplements between 1,000 to 2,000 IUs a day, and your bones and immune system will thank you. That's your health kit tip for today. Like many things, with vitamin D, a little helps, but too much can be a problem. Remember, if you have questions about your health, check with your doctor, not a computer search engine. After all, your doctor cares about you and your health. For KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.